Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
We're talking with Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, about the Brian Koberger case. We're going to touch a little bit on the investigative grand jury that was interviewing Koberger's parents the other week. Initially reported that it had something to do with another homicide in the area. Police department in that jurisdiction saying, nope, we have no connection with Koberger to the case at all. Used a lot of caps in that tweet, by the way. So I ask you, Jennifer, as we go into this conversation, does that mean anything at all? I mean, is this something where they're just trying to throw people off the track of what they're trying to investigate, which is what they did at the onset of all of this, saying they didn't know anything about a suspect, and then boom, they'd been following Koberger for so long? Or is that the honest to God truth? And maybe they were talking to the parents about something else, maybe just simply about the case itself, because there had been another crime committed in that county, giving them the right to call them in.
Well, Dana Smithers went missing and then had recently been found right really before all this grand jury, before they were called before the grand jury. So certainly, the reporting about who they were called to, what case, was by Brian Enten. Mm-hmm. The reporting that they were called at all was broke by CNN.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of sources in these cases. These networks, Brian Enten certainly is going to hang his hat on anything that he doubts in the least. I know him personally, and I believe CNN also doesn't want to ruin their reputation by saying it happened. We know it happened. We also believe that, they tried to quash coming, going before the grand jury. Why were they called? That's the information that we don't know, but it would make sense that this investigative grand jury is looking at all possible suspects that could have killed Dana Smithers.
Sure.
And because of the close proximity, they're trying to make sure that Brian Koberger is nixed off their list, mm-hmm. if indeed he had appropriate alibis. Mm-hmm. And I just find it interesting that they're calling parents for their alibis. I don't understand why they're not using technology or why they're not using interviews that were conducted to show where he was and then following up with that. Maybe it's easier to get a parent on the stand. It doesn't make any sense to me that they had them come before the grand jury at two different time frames. That's always bad as an investigator. I want the two parents back to back in that grand jury room. One sitting in the lobby as the other one comes out, the other one goes in so they can't chat.
Yeah. Okay.
I find it significant, Tony.
Yeah.
It's really significant from the standpoint they called his parents.
It'll be very interesting to see what happens. Initially, before it was connected, where Brian connected it to the other case, I was thinking, well, they're being called in because a crime was committed. He was concealing evidence when he was getting rid of all the things in his car, plastic bags and bleach in the back. That right there would be a crime in itself where you could indeed then call in the parents legally in that county. But the other case connection, I'm really curious if it was kind of a let's kill two birds with one stone. We're going to talk about the Smithers case, and we're also going to ask you about what was going on when your son showed up back home for the holidays.
Yeah, it could be that, Tony, because certainly that could be charged there if they were aiding and abetting, harboring, if there's any evidence going toward that. And the fact that they wanted to not talk about it, right? If you're parents, you want to get your son off the hook.
Yeah.
In terms of if you've got an alibi regarding the Smithers case. But if you're going to be called in regarding all the, you know, shenanigans going on with the car cleaning and the plastic bags and the trash removal, et cetera, that might be something you don't want to testify about. But they went before the grand jury. They could have pled the fifth, remember? Grand jurors that don't want to testify often do that. And if they feel like they're culpable in any way with what they did with evidence, they could have just sat up there and said, I plead the fifth. That happens.
It'll be very interesting to see what comes out of that. If we ever do find out anything that came out of that, that meeting.
There was one document that I was so happy to see. It's the Strava. And that is a program that basically documents, runners use it.
Okay.
And they use it to document, you know, how far they go, how fast they run, and it keeps track of them. It's a really cool program.
Sure.
And back months ago, I can't remember the exact month, January, February, somewhere in my Twitter, I got a hold of one of his Stravas, Brian Koberger's Strava. Mm-hmm. And I was so shocked because I did not know what incredible shape he's in. Now, people who are, you know, big time runners may argue this isn't very good shape, but for, you know, 90% of the public, I'm throwing that figure out there, for a huge percentage of the you know, regular Joe Blow, he's running 6 minute miles. At least the Strava I found was a 6 minute mile, and he ran for, I think, a mile 38, something like that. And it showed his pace was 6 minute mile. That is a good clip, Tony.
Yeah.
Many people can run 6 minute miles that are avid runners. This just shows you, though, cardiovascularly, this guy was in good shape. And this is something they want to prove.
Yeah.
They want to show that, you know, he wasn't. And we also know he has a boxing background too, but they want to show his endurance level, that he would be capable of this. And they also want to look at where he was running to. Another interesting thing about the Strava was the time frame. I mean, it was in the middle of the night he was running. I know he's a night owl. We all know that he was wide awake when police broke up to go get him. But it just corroborates sort of the time frame he was working in when he allegedly committed these murders. And they're going to get so much more, certainly, than I could ever find. They're going to get all his Strava reports. What will that lead them to?
It's very interesting because there's a lot of criticism early on saying, how could one person do this much damage and literally stab four different people in such a violent way that he did? How would you have the energy, the physical stamina to do that? And this may answer that question.
Yeah, it certainly helps answer that question. And, you know, the mind and the emotion and the adrenaline, of course, that is a huge factor behind crimes like this that are committed, even if you're not in good shape, right? But then you add to it this physicality, his height, his physical endurance, the fact that he was, enjoyed boxing and things of this nature, this hand-to-hand sort of background that he had. And I would add to it that even though it's come into question how good he was at fish cutting, he was not one that had any issue working with a knife. Mm-hmm. That certainly is true. So people choose their weapons to commit these types of murders for very specific reasons, and that is a comfort level. Judging from the information that came out on Dateline through their source, you know, this is believed to have been purchased over, you know, around a year before these crimes from Amazon. That's a long time to hold that knife, to feel it, to get comfortable with it, and to fantasize, because that's what went into all of this, fantasize about using that day after day after day until, you know, finally everything came together that the decision was made. So Tony, all of these little clues, and I was so glad when I saw that Strava, because they need to show that. Yeah. A jury wants to hear that he was in good shape cardiovascularly.
All these pieces of the puzzle getting clearer and clearer as time goes on.
Yes, certainly so. And it's going to get really clear. I think we're going to have a trial, Tony. I could be wrong. He could pull a BTK on us and plead all of a sudden. I just don't think it's his personality.
I don't think it is either. At this point, though, with this case, anything I feel is possible. I would not be surprised by any move. It's hard to predict anything here, but I agree. I think he wants the attention. I think he wants to go through the motions of it. I think that's part of what this whole thing is this fantasy to explore what it's like to be a killer.
Yes, I do agree with that. And you know, he had to have also fantasized these moments. Mm-hmm. And but for that sheath being dropped, which I think he must just have nightmares every night about. He doesn't have nightmares if, again, it's him about the killings. Yeah. His nightmare is about, dang it, how could I not, you know, affix that to my body?
Yeah, exactly.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendapper, thank you so much for your insight into this case. Always very much appreciated. If you want to weigh in with your insight into any of the cases that we follow for you right here, you can do so. All you got to do is give us a call, 888-554-5537. Easier to remember is 888-5-KILLER. And weigh in 24/7 on anything. We'd love to hear your voice and share your opinion on the program. I'm Tony Bruschi. Follow me on Twitter at Tony B Pod. Stay with us.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
You- You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.